This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. If you search Nerd Talk on the free Odyssey app, you only have to scroll to the fourth page to find us. So, that's pretty incredible. Brandon's not here yet, we'll save that one for him. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He insists he needs an emotional support vest for his penis. The Mandarin Floridian.
He's
Siege.
Ni hola, Wan Shang Howdy, Jie Le Ma.
Sometimes the group chat is safe. Other times,
wow. I had forgotten I even said that.
I like that you're genuinely embarrassed. This is the,
I was just like, holy crap, I do. I was like, this is a great idea. I can't believe no one's ever thought of this before.
You could call it the corn dog.
That could be my God, yes. It's an emotional support corn dog.
There you go.
Corn dong.
Next time you take a chick to the hockey game, you can be like, you want some of this emotional support corn dong? I say that because Siege was at the Florida Panthers, the reigning NHL champion Florida Panthers hockey match, sitting on the glass. Whoa.
That's right.
Feisty. And so congratulations. Man, those were awesome seats. I don't know how you pulled that off.
I know somebody in the ticket office, and he hooked me up. And when he said he hooked me up, I didn't realize how much he hooked me up. Until when he sent the tickets to me, I actually read on there, it was like unlimited food and drink for the entire time. And I was just like, wow, this is cool. And I didn't eat a damn thing.
What?
I didn't eat a damn thing. There was free food and drink.
You are. So, what is wrong with you?
I'm an animal. I don't know.
Yeah, like you do the opposite. Like it's like you're zagging when they're supposed to be zigging, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I was face planted directly into the glass. There were pucks flying at my head, and I'm screaming like, that bleep would have hit me directly in the face. And people were cheering at
it.
And
no idea what we're talking about. Like, that bleep would have hit me directly in the face. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. Broadcasting from his dirigible and pilot of the blimp biscuit, he's Brandon from the laundromat.
Oh my
greetings,
God.
Old Hung Lung.
Look at that name.
I was gonna make it Blimpkins, but it didn't quite work out.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
What's up, guys?
For everyone who can't see the video that we don't use,
right. Which Brandon, is everybody.
Brandon yeah. changes his name every episode to something silly, and so we got what are you at, Gravy? I can't see what your shoulder, your shirt color is making it so
he's
I can't
just
ring.
The Gravy.
The Gravy. The Gravy. Yeah. Gross. All right. Well, helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end.
Celebratory gravy.
We have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, or Swan Tasty Gravy Gervin. There we go. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but only two of us were on time. If you are, let us know what we get wrong and potentially what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege!
We actually have a note from our friend Kiki. Oh, first off, I wanted to give a shout out to our very special listener.
I was going to do it. Damn it.
Oh, fine. You do it.
No, no, suck it. Suck it. Happy birthday, Brooke Carbean. Ha. Suck it.
Oh, damn it. Suck it, Brandon.
You're married. You're not supposed to tell that to her.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not allowed to wish happy birthday to anybody of the opposite sex. My bad.
No, you're not allowed to say suck it.
Oh, okay.
That's the problematic part.
Yeah. No, he was telling me. He was telling me. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about how at some point here on this podcast, it's going to be Brandon is the token married person. That's very funny.
Wow.
Anyway, you were saying, Siege?
Oh, yeah. So our good friend Kiki writes, Kiki Dale, she wanted to make sure that we knew, I'm listening to Ancient Floridians, and you can tell Gregor that he is not making this podcast for future Gregor, who looks back on things in shame.
Oh, yeah. Shame is a
big part of making this podcast for current us. There is absolutely no reason he should go back and listen to this in 6 years anyway.
I mean, all of my life I'm embarrassed by when I go back, except for I usually find out that I had a pretty decent haircut 6 years ago. It like shows up a lot, and I'm like, pretty good haircut there, Gerg. So that's about it. Other than that, though, I'm like, any content I've ever made, I'm like, you thought that was so funny, and you're such a loser, like, about everything. So, disrespectfully, Kiki, yourself.
With all due respect. Come on,
yeah.
With no due respect. With no due respect.
Yeah. Hey, anyway. for what it's worth, your haircut looks good now.
Hey, so thanks, man.
In 6 years, you're going to look back and be like, hey, pretty cool.
Well, I had a stupid haircut.
You ever like have a haircut? You're trying something and it's like going fine. No one said anything bad, but you just look at yourself in the mirror one day and you're like, I can't. What an idiot! I can't do this. And you go get your haircut, and then you see pictures a year later. You're like, that was okay. I mean, Siege, I realize you don't know what a haircut is. It's when they take your hair and they
cut it.
They cut it.
I've never. Yeah. I don't know. I just wear a scrunchie every day.
Gravy gets some. literally, some Arab guy talking smack to him in whatever Farsi, whatever language they're using in the shop. That's a pretty interesting. They think he's an assassin, I think, is what he told me once. Brandon's wife is a hairstylist, does not cut his hair.
No.
So I was married to a personal trainer who refused to train me. I mean, it was obvious, but refused to train me. That was embarrassing. So
yeah.
Anyway, Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I am not in the Horse Ghost Manor this evening.
I was going to say, why are you not in my bedroom?
Yeah, I'm not in Siege's bedroom this evening. I have moved
are you in the basement?
The studio operations to the basement of Horse Ghost Manor.
Yeah, you need some lighting.
I do. I've got a lamp that is too dark. Still, but hey, it's basement. It's got I got big boy headphones.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, I can't hear myself still. I think that you're supposed to have some sort of what do you call it? Monitoring? I don't have any of that.
We'll figure it out.
I'm sure we could work on that. But
you said we'll finger it out.
We'll finger it out.
Yes.
That's how I like to solve all my problems as the token married guy.
Finger blasting Brandon.
Nipple docking Brandon is. please use my full name.
Doctor.
Doctor Nipple docking Brandon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. So is this going to be the permanent location for.
Yeah. Yeah, I finally got my desk set up. I've got, I was going to say, if I turned the camera around a little bit, you would see what utter chaos I'm sitting in right now. But I don't think I even really need to turn the camera around. Like, I've got a shelf of pantry supplies behind me.
There's painted brick in there. That's all I need to know.
Yep. I've got I think my, Oh yeah, I have a like a small.
Is that a pillow?
No, that is a pillow.
Can no one hear you scream?
Ooh. I have a box.
That's a fart pillow. What are you talking about? It keeps his farts.
You know, my grandma.
It's collected.
My grandma gave me
it's grandma's farts. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, it's a box of my grandma's farts. She sells them on OnlyFans. I'm the only. I'm the only one who purchases them.
Even worse.
Anymore.
I'm just trying to keep her in business. Okay.
Send the link. Send the link.
But no, I was going to say I have a box back there that my grandma gave me when
your grandma's box.
My grandma's box. God damn it! Forget you.
Keep your grandma's box in your basement.
I'm getting out of the basement, you guys. I'm going back to the freaking ghost horse place.
You're picking up what we're laying down. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, it's a cool box of old Mariner stuff that she kept around for a super long time that's like worth absolutely nothing that she was like, this is going to be worth something someday. It's like baseball equivalent of Beanie Babies. And one of them is like, it's like a bunch of broken Ken Griffey like action figures and whatever.
But dude, there's like the Jerry Neal of the Sounders. There's that person of the Mariners. You can find someone to buy it for like not a lot of money, but enough for you to like buy drugs.
And
or something.
I feel like baseball people are way closer to trained people than soccer people are.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
You mean like, the game where you track statistics?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like on the Barnes & Noble spectrum, like...
excuse me. Barnes Two Noble.
On the Barnes Two Noble scale.
The other thing is a bookstore that we respect. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No. Different. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah, completely different.
On the Barnes Two Noble scale, baseball people are very like Barnes.
Yes.
Barnes is the punchable one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Noble is like normal people. Yeah. We're somewhere in the middle, I think.
No. Normal, I think noble is people you would feel bad punching.
Okay. So everybody who's on the Barnes to Noble scale is like trained adjacent.
We're all on the scale somewhere.
For real. But if you're going to punch someone on the Barnes to Noble scale, like you're not noble punching someone noble.
Okay,
that's how I'm thinking
of
it. So.
That's like on the, what's it called? Like the Amazon bookstore scale or whatever. The people who punch the Barnes to Noble people.
Right. See? Yeah. So anyway, there's got to be someone out there to buy that stuff.
Probably. Yeah. One of them is like a very heavy, like silver dollar with Ken Griffey Jr.'s face on it, but it's very much like
back on grandma's farts.
Yeah, dude. One of them is like,
silver dollar fart.
It's like
crazy.
It is the Ken Griffey Jr. version of that Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do. Noble.
Yeah, like the very noble. Exactly. Yeah.
They couldn't have just done it sideways with the backwards hat, like iconic. Right. So everybody knows.
No, I think they tried their best, but like, there's only so much you can do when you're trying to like carbonite freeze somebody into metal. You know what I mean?
I have thoughts about this because I recently was at the T-Mobile Park for the T-Mobile food preview for the upcoming Mariners season. It's one of the coolest perks of my job.
Did they get the Seattle dog right this year?
No. There's no Seattle dog, no. But what they do is they invite the media and a lot of food influencers, whatever that is. I saw one chick and I was like, hey, you're the girl that tries sandwiches, right? And she was like, that's me. And I was like, cool. And she was like, I hate my life so much.
I hate that I'm like, recognized for this.
The girl who tries sandwiches. At least I didn't call you that sandwich chick or whatever, you know.
Don't make me a sandwich.
Are you a sandwich?
I was even a step further than that, but yes. It's, because I do want to call. Anyway, I go to this thing they have all this food, all the food that they're going to be serving at the stadium. Well, not all of it because like they don't have like just like basic $5 stadium nachos. The Mariners, 14 different items that you can get for $5 or less at the stadium every day at every game.
Amazing.
Which I think is pretty cool. That I didn't realize that until much later after I saw another radio station's interview with one of the people. I was like, you'd think that someone at my station, me, would have asked about that, but okay. Several things. One, I thought of Siege because there was a corn dog that was then covered with like cheese something and then covered in what Kenji Lopez Alt, the New York Times food critic guy, said was he thought it was Takis. I don't even know that it was Takis, like blue Takis. It was like just blue, like, I don't know, corn flakes or something like that. I got to tell you, out of all the things I tried, the only disappointment in the whole thing was that.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I just don't want that. I want that sumo dog, which was like everything you could ever put on a hot dog, on the biggest hot dog I've ever seen. And it was like,
wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so a bunch of stuff. But back to the point. ADD, let's land this thing.
Let's land this blimp.
I took the wrong gummy for this.
I took some pictures out front of the stadium while I was there. And, you know, you get the T-Mobile Park, just making video for social media content. Oh, there's Ken Griffey Jr., which I think is a pretty bad statue, but at least they got the pose sort of right. And then there's Edgar. And I went back and looked at the picture or the video I was doing of Edgar, and I was like, oh, you know what? They actually kind of got that one. And then I was like, oh, is it this that they can't get people of color right? Is that what it is? And then I mean, Edgar Martinez is obviously a Latino, he's not like a totally white guy, but do they have a harder time with people of color making statues?
I think and I say this,
it's just like facial recognition with cameras.
With all due respect to Edgar Martinez, he's got a bit of the like Lou Ferrigno going for him, which is like,
whoa.
I feel like pretty...
Was that Barnes or Noble? I don't know.
No, I just think that like people with pretty defining facial features are they're like a little bit more like... how much easier would it be to like draw a caricature of like an Edgar Martinez than it would be without being problematic of like Ken Griffey Jr.?
Let's call John Manley and have him draw both and see. Draw both, and then we can see which
draw
one
Edgar Martinez from memory and draw Ken Griffey Jr. from memory.
Pictures of these dogs, Gravy is putting in the chat now. I'm like,
oh, like cute dogs? Oh, no.
So I was thinking people's feet.
Okay, we get it. You're on drugs. Like, we saw the drugs.
No, but you see,
it's bad.
Sexual euphoria advanced gummy that he's on. It's like weed and Spanish fly together. Yeah, he's going to be jerked off by the end of the day. Okay, I can't say that. That's not.
I'm going to be earning hundreds of bucks to these hot dogs.
To Kiki's point. Sorry, Kiki, by the way, I hope you knew I was joking earlier. We love you for commenting, and thank you so much. To your point, though, I listen to every episode while I'm editing and go like, dude, you can't. No, you can't say that. That's not okay.
Say it.
Know, Siege, but every episode I have to go back and be like, I'm the one that is responsible
liable.
For this thing. And liable, I think, is the better word. Yeah. And it's like, boy, I probably should just beep that 11 seconds. Okay, there we go. Anyway, so the statue's out front. I think the Edgar looks pretty good. This is a secret that for Seattle people, that if you want to make people who have been longtime Mariners suffering Seattle fans, if you call Edgar Martinez Drive, like when you're getting off the freeway, it says E. Martinez. If you call it East Martinez Drive, it makes people real mad. And it's my favorite.
That's like, so funny.
I was riding with Cool Keith one day, and I was like, are we taking East Martinez? And he was like, it's Edgar. Edgar. And I was like, really? I mean, obviously, I know it's Edgar Martinez Drive, duh. But I'm like, no, I don't know, man. I think it's East.
See, this is...
And he's like...
This is the thing.
I've never seen Keith mad at anything before, and he was like going to kill me. I thought so.
In the future, there people are going to look at ancient Seattleites and be like, ah, yes, when they all used to traverse East Martinez Drive, and there's not going to be anybody there to correct them.
Yeah. See, I'm onto something.
Yeah.
Okay. Siege, no more, no more from you.
I said it in the chat.
Thank you.
Specifically, why I turn on every time we do this episode, every time we do this show, I turn on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, you don't have the group chat notifications turned off?
No, I do have them. I have them on right now, and I'm turning them off.
I mean, it's nice because sometimes I come back and it's like I was working on a segment during my show today, and somebody who knows my schedule better texts me like 5 times in a row, and it goes off on my watch, in my pocket, and on my computer all at once, and I'm like rushing to get something done, and finally I was just like, chill out! Like, cut it out! You're gonna kill me!
You get woofed or whatever it was in the office.
Yeah, woof. Yeah. Anyway, I can't read these things that are in the chat. Gravy, you can definitely have you can definitely have my Trident Cup from the Seattle Mariners. Okay, I'll definitely give that to you if I remember. Well, I mean, he's the first one to ask. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to start the show with something that usually it would be something that we would do at the end of the show, but because it came up before Brandon got here, I think we've all been there before at some point when you get on the scale and it says a number, like a new zero that you've never been before. And Siege, of course, was like 300. And I was like, no. And then Gravy started guessing. Then Siege started guessing. And then I was right before I answered, someone was smart enough to be like, no, save it for the pod. So like in the spirit of Guinness time, I just poured a Guinness too. Maybe we do the music. Everybody in the chat, everybody on the video feed holds up their drink, and then I'm just waiting for Siege to hold up his
sexual
sex gummies.
Euphoria advance.
I think they're called gummies, I'm not sure, but
yes!
Brandon's barfing up pale ale.
He says that, but he won't read what I put in the chat.
I beeped it, just so you know, and I'm embarrassed. I was such a good kid. I don't know what happened. What? Who failed me?
You grew up and became a good man.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I need that. I feel terrible usually. Anyway, so Gert goes to the doctor the other day, and I've been like, I just got my black belt. I've been like working out. I've been taking my blood pressure medicine that I hate. I've been taking my, except for today, my drugs to get stuff done.
Dude,
and then I stand on the scale. And it's what's that?
I forgot to take my drugs today too. High
five. I get so mad because I remember at like one, and I can't start at one because I'll never sleep. Yeah, but I want them. I get stuff done. But oh boy. Anyway, so I'm at the doctor and I get on the scale. Like, yep, this is the time we're gonna turn this around. And it was like beep, pop, boop. You're a piece of crap. And I was like, why does the scale talk? How is this helpful to anybody?
It's the future.
Wait.
You should know this.
So is the first Guinness record that we're guessing is the fattest Greg's ever been?
Yeah. To be fair, it's not Guinness recognized yet, but it will be.
Yeah, we need somebody with a suit jacket to come down here and watch you get on the scale.
Oh, don't worry. The Guinness recognizes.
The Guinness caused it.
Yeah. My Guinness recognizes that, don't you? I love you. Anyway, so I hit a new zero, guys, and so if you guys want to take guesses as to what that new new 10 was, we'll start there, and then we'll come back for more Guinness time later. We'll do two rounds of Guinness time today, okay? So who was last week's winner? Was it Brandon from the internet?
Brandon.
That means Brandon.
2.5.
Brandon has to go first today off of 2.5 points hit last week. Brandon goes first on Guinness time. Brandon.
Okay, first of all, I think that you're such a tall guy.
Yeah, thank you. You know how to make me feel better. Thank
you,
Brandon.
Mm. So I think that any weight has to be obviously distributed across your extreme height and girth. And so I think that...
But it's not much girth, but...
my guess is 220.
220 pounds, says Brandon.
It might be more, but I feel like 220
Gravy?
Feels good.
Knowing how fat I was at my fattest, I'm going with 260 on you.
260?
Oh, man.
Wow.
I feel like Gravy is so much better at body stuff.
Your lips.
Body shaming
lips.
Me? Is that what it
weird.
Is?
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, he, like, works out and probably, like, in the military would look at guys and be like, I could take that guy.
What?
Yeah. It's the Navy. It's the Navy. It was the Navy. I need that bone. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gravy says 260. Siege, you get the with the lowest score last week, you get the first guess this week. Or the last guess.
18 pumpkins.
Oh, wait. 18 times 13. Hold on. 10 times. Yeah. Oh, dude. Way more than that. No offense, but way more than 18 pumpkins.
But 124? Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. 124, I think. No way. That's not right.
What? No.
No, it'd be...
We did this.
It's 234. You forgot to carry the zero, add the one. Come on. man.
All right, as I take a sip of my beer, late before I go to bed here in a little while, the new number that I hit was 240 pounds.
Siege literally won.
What did you say? Siege, did you say 240?
He said 234.
I said 18 pumpkins.
Yeah. Siege wins.
Dude, you weigh like, you know how like the British use stone as their weight?
This is the same exact thing I said. This is amazing.
Yeah, literally, you're 18 pumpkins.
I was like, yo, we're going to be able to stoik this thing. Like, we're going to measure things in gurgs now.
How many gurgs does one blimp weigh?
Do we call it one. Fat gurgs?
Don't say one.
It's mostly hydrogen, bro. It's not even that heavy.
Listen, it's got an industrial frame inside.
All right, well,
that's a Zeppelin.
Off to a good start today.
Right. Sorry,
Siege. Wow.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like that's not too bad because you're a very tall person, and you. I don't know if this is true or not. If this is just what they say to make fat people feel better, but
Gravy gets the microphone ready.
Muscle weighs more than fat. You just got your black belt. You know, the emotional
carrying
toll
the weight of all those innocent citizens on my shoulders.
Yeah. The emotional toll of all the lives that you've taken since getting your black belt.
Children's lives, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously. Yeah, the 15 kids in your dojo in the N-word dojo that you had to destroy in order to get your
11 now.
I know, and when I said, like, knowing how fat I was at my fattest, I was 238. I was close to that 240, and I'm 5'9 on a good day. So, I was a rotund fella.
Six on a good day.
Gravy's 5'9 in heels.
Rotund fella at 238. All right, boys, bring it on.
Can we have a, like, I want us to pair up. I want Siege and Brandon versus Gerg and Sean or something like that. To, like, balance out our weights and have some sort of battle, I think.
Centaur. We'd have to do a centaur poses together.
Can you imagine?
I don't want this at all anymore.
We'd fall face first.
No, hold on. The person in front stands up with legs on the ground. You're not riding Brandon on all fours.
First of all, let me just say that in
that also solves another problem. Then it's two dogs. We know for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would like to say that between these two pairings, littlest boy me and Siege together, it's very clear who is...
And Fat Bachelor, I'm sorry?
Yeah, and Fat Bachelor. Yeah. Littlest boy and fattest bachelor. It's very clear who's the top of the centaur and who's the bottom. I'm having a hard time. I thought at first, I was like, and then with Greg and Gravy, it's like obvious. But then I'm like, wait a second. It takes me a little bit longer...
Be like a giraffe talk.
It's a finish. It's like, it does it for me, but it takes a while.
It's like, I can be talked into this.
Like, at first I was like, well, Greg's obviously the top of the centaur. And then I was like, wait a second, his long body.
He'd be a long tar.
Exactly. He'd be a long tar. He'd be a tall tar.
He'd be a tall tar.
That's a hard D away
I'm
from a problem.
A long
he'd be a
tauntaun. Tauntaun.
Well, I think that I would, it doesn't matter who's what, but I think that you, like, I have a lot of back, and so I guess I would be the back part of the centaur, whatever that is. But then if you put me at the front, then we're a giraffe tar, as you point out, so, like, it works out pretty good.
A lot of length on
anyway,
that car.
If we ever get together, we're gonna have centaur fights, I guess, and see
how it
goes. I also like that, like, when we created the giraffe.
We're in Brandon's hot tub, just fighting.
I don't know. With the information about how much all of the three other people on this podcast weigh, I don't know if all four of us are getting in that hot tub.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah, we are.
There might not be water, but we're all getting in. Okay.
Right. I could probably stoik how much water gets displaced from there.
Yeah, I would expect you to. Yeah, that's how many pumpkins is each of us in volume?
I don't know how many pumpkins we can roll, you guys.
Bare feet in the hot tub, guys.
Yeah. And we're back. that's my new favorite segment. All right. Well, there's a French man who He's invented something critical to dudes who eat badly. Gravy, you can sit this one out, I suppose. It doesn't matter what his name is because I can't pronounce it. He's a French entrepreneur. He developed a product that makes your farts smell pleasant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was back in 2006. He claimed that the idea came from a particularly odorous meal with friends, inspiring him to find a way to neutralize unpleasant gas smells.
Okay.
Brandon?
I have... I want to theorize before you tell us how it works. I want to know...
I don't know how it works, so theorize on.
Okay, I have two. There's two ways that I think that this guy could go about neutralizing fart smell. We've all talked about opposite smell, about how we wish that you could neutralize smells with opposite smell. Like every smell would have an opposite smell, and you
like could cancel out sounds if you hit two sound waves that are
exactly.
opposite from each other.
Yeah, exactly. So you could have opposite smells. You'd cancel out the nose frequency, the nose waves. So the two theories that I have are, one, you either just eat all of the French food that you want that's going to make your butt smelly, and snails. Then you take a you take some sort of pill, and it just neutralizes the bacteria or whatever, that, you know, the small intestine bacterial overgrowth that it happens when you have too much sugars and whatnot, and that causes the smelliest farts. Or the more hopeful option
spoof
is that it's like a butt plug filter.
Yeah, this is
that creates opposite smell.
When we smoked weed in college in our dorm room, we had a
paper towel roll
that could also go in your butt
with like a dryer with like a dryer lint
filled with dryer sheets and a dryer sheet on the end, and you would blow it through there, and it smelled like we were like God, these guys do their laundry a lot. One time we almost got busted for it because somebody dropped a bottle of liquor outside my friend's door, and the RA came by and she was like, hey guys, like, you know, we're trying to be cool and everything, but you guys are going, you're partying too hard, it smells like so much like booze. And we're like, the guy in the background's like, but try not to like cough out like a big lung full of pot smoke or whatever. And we're like, that's not us, man.
Hold it.
Look, we're just playing video games and eating Taco Bell. And she like looks at us and she's like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, do you know who it was? We're like, nope, close the door. Like the coughing begins and she had to know what was up.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout outs to my former, he wasn't my roommate, but he lived down the hall. Schwags is what we called him.
Schwags. You know his real name?
I do know his real name, actually.
Can we look him up and see what company he's a CEO of now?
Yeah, right.
He's like a successful like partner at, you know, IBM or something like that.
Hell yeah. Freaking Schwags. Classic Schwags.
Way to go, Schwags.
Anyway. The pills are made from natural ingredients like fennel, seaweed, and blueberries, and they are marketed as a novel product that can make your flatulence smell like this week's question of the week.
Oops. Sorry.
Which would you like your farts to smell like if you had to choose between roses, chocolate, or violets?
Wait, what were they?
Roses, chocolate, or violets?
Ooh.
My daughter's name is Violet, so I'll go with Violets.
Mm.
You want your farts to smell like your daughter?
Absolutely.
Put that on his.
Or do you want your daughter to smell like farts?
Blame all of them on her.
Wow.
Turns out, like, when she's older, she has horrible breath, and so you just have bad breath farts. she's known for.
Excellent parenting.
Halitosis.
Coming to the dark side.
What do you call halitosis if it's from your butt?
Halitosis of the butt.
There's like a. What is it called when people get teeth that grow in their butt?
That's not a. That's not a thing. That's from the show, that movie. It was their vagina.
Oh. What movie is that?
Teeth. The movie Teeth. Did you guys not ever hear about the movie Teeth?
What if you have halitosis down there?
You guys should
brush those teeth, bro.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Brush those teeth.
Let me just say this. I'm not surprised that Gregor has never seen this movie, but I am surprised that Siege and Gravy have never seen this movie. They call it the fictional syndrome or condition that this woman has in the show, in the movie, teeth.
Vagina dentata.
Yeah, vagina dentata. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That sounds like a pasta. I would eat that.
Yeah.
What if it smelled like bad breath, though?
You just put a little marinara on and it's good.
Oh, that's just once a month. Anyway.
Wait, what if violence. My question of the week is what do violets smell like?
Violets, center of our own attention.
Oh, Jesus. Is it violets or violence?
No, violence. Yeah. But it's
violets smell like violence.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like flowers. Like lavender-y flowery
things. Nice.
Purple flowers.
Oh, I like lavender.
That's what they smell like.
I would choose roses or violets, some floral scent.
I don't know. I think I'd go for chocolate.
I don't feel chocolate feels like too on the nose for me.
You're just afraid.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with farce, guys. I don't want chocolate this.
Crazy.
Honestly, I feel like
already have the best tasting sweat.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Can I tell you guys? So my dad. I
forgot about that.
My dad.
Previous episode.
My dad, whose name is Bob, because it's important to know what that dad's name is.
Methusard.
Hey, Bob, you spell your name backwards?
No, not Methusard.
That's what, I remember a kid saying that to our basketball coach once, and the basketball coach being like, God damn it. Day one.
This is not real dad. This is dad brother.
cool. Father brother.
Father brother. Yeah,
Tom Seed says, what's up?
Yeah, do it.
Father brother.
Do it.
So father brother worked works at Boeing, and one of his jobs is, this gets back around to farts, I promise. one of his jobs
filtration in the
for
airplane.
A while is that they work
designed
in
a butt plug for passengers to make the fart smell better.
Every time you get into a plane, it's like the Matrix, but through your butt. They all your farts come out of there.
Seat cushions are actually made of laundry sheets.
What if that, like, the NASA technology is just like laundry sheets and cardboard tubes?
Yeah.
That's why farts don't smell in space. So one of
them is lined in the spacesuit with that. You gotta have the vacuum to get the poops out, you know.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, Brandon. Like, you gotta have the vacuum to get the poops out or whatever, and so you already have the tube there. So you just put a tube in there with the dryer sheets. Guys, those people were in space for 9 months, which was 8 months and 3 weeks longer than they were supposed to be, and they got back. And it dawned on me that, like, yeah, your body's going to be punished when you get back. Like, all of a sudden you get gravity again after so long without it. But imagine how good it must be that first time you poop, where you don't have to hook yourself up to a vacuum pump to get them out. You just, like, you sit there.
Don't have to, just
yeah,
want
you
to.
Think they kind of miss it, and they, like, go, they, like, they look at their Roomba looks back at them, and they're like, huh?
It does a little spin.
it's like starts shaking back and forth.
Man, now I have to push. Earth sucks.
Anyway, Brandon, Bob was saying something about Boeing.
Yeah, Bob, father brother, works at Boeing, and he's done a lot of jobs there. But one of the coolest jobs that he's ever had is that he worked in, like, a testing lab. So their job was to basically design and build these, like, whatever they could think of. They would say, hey, we need to test and try to break the plane in this specific way. Can you design something and build it in order to break it in that way? And so, like, you hear the stories of like shooting, I don't know if maybe you've heard the stories or not, but like shooting, like, frozen chickens at the front of an airplane to see if how a bird, like, to try to imitate a bird strike in air. My dad said that they would just, like, take pellet guns and just, like, shoot the crap out of, like, a machine gun pellet gun at the front of an airplane.
Yes.
So,
can we get the front of an airplane?
Did he ever think about making a thing where the door stays on?
Yeah. Hey. That was an Alaska specific issue. But here's the thing. So one of the things that they got to do, this is always stuck with me, is that they got to build this
Boeing apologist Brandon over here.
I tell this story all the time. Like, my dad, Boeing was recently on strike again, and I knew literally every detail about the strike and like the history of why they were on strike and everything and blah, blah, blah. But I knew nothing until, like, my cousin had the freaking baby that somebody in my family that I'm, like, decently close with was having a baby my dad knew the whole time, and he just didn't feel like he needed to. But I knew everything about the Boeing strike because he felt like he needed to talk
nothing about the baby.
This person that is in my family. Anyway, so one of the things that he got to work on was he got to build this massive piston cannon it was when they were working on the new Dreamliner, right? And like it just shot this insane piston into the side of the airplane just to see what they could, like what kind of damage they could cause.
Oh, I thought it was a cannon you pissed.
It was a piston cannon. Somebody just like, you built a cannon.
And shoot it in the front of the plane.
I was confused.
We've like, got it loaded.
Where does the hyphen go in this one?
See, they needed to simulate what it was like when they flew past a truck driver.
An Uber driver, like.
So they shot this. Like their job was basically to shoot like this massive load of pressure into the side of the plane. I know. I should have phrased that differently.
Yes!
I
knew it
as soon as
your dad's job was to shoot a massive load of piss in a cannon. It was...
Anyway, the result of this test, it doesn't matter. The result of this test was, I'm bringing it back around to farts.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot it was about farts altogether.
ADD boys. The reason that I remember this story is because they shot the cannon into the side of the plane, and it caused very, very like minimal, if none, external damage to the plane. However, on the inside, they saw Krager is dying right now.
He is so red.
On the inside of the plane, like a bunch.
I just can't stop thinking about you saying your dad shot a load at a plane.
I don't know. He's
soaking up the jizz.
I'm sorry. Please carry on. I'm sorry.
The problem was that they caused like very little damage to the outside of the plane, but the internal mechanics or wherever they hit the plane was like all sorts of messed up. So all I'm saying is that it could be helpful to smell how bad your farts are to know if there's something wrong with your stomach. That was the whole point of the story.
Or your health.
We shouldn't hide the scent of our farts. We should want to smell our farts because if it's real bad, we might be able to go, ooh, something's going on down there. I should shoot a load into the side of a plane.
The missus, if I had a particularly bad fart, she would be like, you drink beer tonight? I'd be like, oh, yeah. She'd be like, yeah, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because the unfiltered IPAs and all that sugar content in there, that turns straight to farts.
Yeah.
So. good God, where are we on this thing?
Yeah.
I want to go back and see how many minutes that story actually took to tell because first of all, I'm very sorry.
That was like peak our dumb podcast. Where you would like listen to that show. You would listen to that show and like one of you would start. Oh no, the worst was when Chicken Farmer 69 told the story.
City Farmer, City Farmer,
City Farmer 12 or whatever told the story, and the whole time you were just like, you idiots, shut the up.
Feel that way at all.
Just let Kanan tell the damn story.
Two episodes. We're gonna do a two-part episode in order to be able to get this one story in.
And he has the patience. Like, I just spent 8 minutes trying to tell the stupidest story because I wanted to talk about how we should smell our own farts
for our health.
And this guy is the nicest guy in the world. He's just trying to tell a story about how he couldn't kill a friggin' chicken, like no matter how hard he tried. And he had the patience, the patience with you guys.
Yeah, no, he should not have.
That was the most frustrating episode of radio I've ever listened to.
You see what I mean, Kiki? You see, Brandon's shaming me into feeling bad about about 6 years ago.
I don't want you to wait 6 years to feel bad. I want you to feel bad now.
Now you have to go back and listen
It's honestly, it is both the best and the worst podcast episodes I've ever listened to. Let me just say.
You're just like, shut
yeah,
up!
Yeah.
And the two of us are just giggling out joking each other.
Is there still a feed of that somewhere that people can, so we can say, if you want to go back and listen to our dumb podcast and City Farmer 12 or whatever that episode was about our friend trying to
kill
a chicken.
There's only literally two episodes on there. The last one and the one that said, oh yeah, we're doing this so we can hold a place.
Yeah.
And then it was like a Star Wars one where he came back and then nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Re-upload City Farmer 12.
I have it somewhere, yeah. For sure. I
can put it in this feed.
I can just put it in the Nerd Talk feed.
Yeah. Right. You know who will love Bonus that? App. John Manley.
Yeah. Sorry, dummy. Yeah, all right. Well, I am. Whew, let me just. I feel like we should try back to Kenistan, but I'll do. I'll do one more because I had a thought about something. A team of U.S. researchers think that we'll be able to generate green power instead of burning dinosaur juice or digging for black rocks or whatever, which is what I'm sure
about
the current
Brandon's idea of using humans
and put the tubes in the butts. Is that what you're talking about?
No, humans in a pit.
Yeah, I'm all for the robots juicing the humans. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
I'd like to get juiced.
But some scientists came and...
Oh boy, that's that sexual euphoria gummy cummies.
Yeah, no more of those. Drinking. No more cummies for you, buddy.
Tonight.
So anyway, there's a difference between how fast the Earth spins and how fast the magnetosphere around it moves.
Ooh.
And it's not by much, but these three U.S. researchers use like a ton of math that none of us understands to see how those differences exist and figured out that they could potentially use, basically, I think you'd say the friction between the two to create energy. People are upset because they're like, if you do that too much, won't it slow the Earth down or whatever? Because you like end up adding drag to the Earth spinning through the magnetosphere, or don't you mess up the magnetosphere and everyone. The whole time I'm reading about this, I was like, why isn't the secret base of the X-Men villain Magneto called the Magnetosphere?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why isn't it a flying metal ball
that he what?
Called the Magnetosphere?
As soon as said Magnetosphere, I was like, this can't be the right name for that thing, because that sounds like an X-Men thing.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, first of all, back to our dumb podcast, when I was asked who my favorite X-Men character was, and I said Professor X, and Manley goes, you picked the crippled guy? Like, what's wrong with that?
I will never forget that one.
I'm not an ableist. Yeah. I probably am, but anyway. But yeah, and then like, obviously the answer for me is Magneto, because he's the coolest or whatever. But
he's on the right side of things.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, he's anti-Nazi.
Are you saying he's alt-right?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Those guys are
anti-Nazi, but then he became a Zionist, so it's like a little bit.
Now he's a Rastafarian. Yeah. It's so weird. He picked up the accent that he doesn't need to have.
Oh, now I'm just thinking of Michael Fassbender or
down by the beach.
I guess I could have said Ian McKellen. Guys, it was the most surreal. You know, like, there's this idea of, like, when kids see, like, they have a teacher, right? And then they see that teacher, like, at the grocery store, and they're like, I don't know who that person is. This is not a real person. You sleep at school. Like, you're the Roomba.
Shout out to Miss Richie.
And huffs those astronaut farts. I saw when I've been to New York City exactly one time in my life, and while
we did
I was
the podcast
there,
while you were there,
yeah, we did. And I was like, I think after the podcast, I was like, I'm going to walk down and try to find a piece of pizza and just like be in like the Times Square, like Broadway. I don't know anything
what
about
a
the
dumb idea. Yeah.
So I was walking around. Well, I was waiting for a slice of pizza at the same pizza shop that like Ian McKellen was sitting outside, drunkenly singing like show tunes from the show that he was just at. I don't know if it was a show that he was in or a show that he was just at. And I was like, man, this is like seeing your teacher at the grocery store. I am seeing like Gandalf singing show tunes.
One love.
Eating pizza in a Jamaican accent. What the hell?
Let's get together.
He's got one of the fake Rasta hats on.
Like, it took me so long to be like, this can't be
Rasta
the real person because yeah. Kill Whitey. He kept saying that. I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
See, we're on the same team.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we figured out how many gurgs, right? I was going to do something about fish spinning themselves to death, but
Dude, I don't know how many pumpkins bed, you so. Can get. How many gurgs would it take to turn a pumpkin around?
Yeah. So I guess it's time. Let's do Guinness time again for the second time. Oh, dude.
Oh,
this is so gross. Ugh.
It wasn't me this time. I'm sorry.
That's why it smells like chocolate. Weird. all right. Welcome Aren't to Guinness Time, where the gang tries to guess the Guinness World Record, then we compete for who's the best.
That's a great guessing. Intro.
Yeah, great intro. The Peruvian flute band. The podcast is the worst. It's so.
It's the dumbest thing.
Let's kick things off today with most liquid egg drunk in 1 minute.
Whoa.
He's got. It's.
you're already gagging.
He's got like giant like science beaker things like the.
Oh, here we go! Exact
full measure. Of stirred up egg.
Luckily, egg tornado.
Luckily, it's already stirred. I don't know how they kept them stirred, though. As they're sitting there, and you know how egg starts to separate?
Yeah, do you think it was like
egg beaters or actual egg?
That liquid egg? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, egg beaters or something?
Yeah, it's probably that.
I hope so. Let's do this in liters, pumpkins. Please. No, we're not doing pumpkins. Okay, thank you. Oh, liters.
Liters.
Well, I mean, like, because you can think of what a 1 liter looks like, right? Like,
no.
Or 2 liter bottle?
Two
like,
liter.
Pop or whatever?
There we go. Yeah.
Like, so how many 2 liter bottles of egg could you chug in 1 minute? Oh, my God.
That's an awful sentence.
Unfortunately, that one has probably been said before because someone else probably read this. But
somebody asked that guy that before he attempted. I don't know. Let's see.
Ooh.
Call the guy in the jacket. See how fat Greg is.
Now, Siege, I got the previous guess right by saying I was 18 pumpkins heavy. So, congratulations.
thank you.
So,
thank you
go ahead and take the first guess. Most liquid egg drunk in 1 minute.
In liters?
In liters. I mean, if you know fluid ounces, you can do that. But I would prefer liters because I don't feel like doing any thinking.
Let's see here. I'm going to have to reverse stoic my answer because I originally had 6 mittens, which we found out were 420 cubic centimeters. There's 1,000 cubic centimeters in a liter. So like that comes to about just under 3, like 2.5 liters.
2.5 liters, says Siege.
6 mittens.
Let's say that Brandon, I guess you're next. That's the order now. We're doing Brandon. No, we're doing Siege, Brandon, Gravy. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Can I also say 2.5?
You can't guess the same thing as Siege, bro.
I don't know. We've never tried it, so I just wanted to see if we could try it and maybe we could split the point.
Okay. Well, here, let's put it this way. You can have 2.5, which is 2,500 cubic centimeters, and since I did 6 mittens, that would be 2,520 cubic centimeters. So I'm just over.
I'm so mad at you guys right now.
isn't it be 2,500 milliliters? Is a milliliter the same as a cubic centimeter?
I don't know. Gravy, use a Google.
Siege already guessed 2.5.
I know. Okay.
Liters,
but that's
what
I was going to say. So that's the problem. So I'm going to say
2.6.
2 liters.
2 liters, says Brandon.
Yeah.
Gravy?
Go a dollar.
6.
6
imagine
liters.
Imagine drinking.
Wait, 6 mittens or 6 liters?
Liters. We're measuring in liters, goddammit.
Liters. 6 liters.
How many pumpkins?
No!
How many cubic centimeters is in an average size?
Siege minus 5.
How many?
There's 1 milliliter in a cubic centimeter.
See? Okay, that's what I was...
Wait,
see, that's
so
what I
you
just
can,
said.
Yes. So you are over me by 20 milliliters.
I said 2.
You say 6, Gravy?
6.
That's so many.
God, I'm so.
That's a lot of eggs, Gravy. What are you doing? Most fit 6 liters
dude,
of anything in your
three
body.
3 2-liter bottles. I think that's like the limit a human body can hold.
I guess it's not carbonated. Oh, can you imagine if it was carbonated?
Oh, God.
Can you imagine
put that in the soda stream?
You'd have to be going from both sides to get
the
all
burps that you would have afterwards. Like, you have to throw up after this, right?
I literally didn't eat eggs for like 10 years because of like one time when I was in middle school and I threw up scrambled eggs. And like that.
At school,
I want to hear about this. We're going to figure out what date it was.
Wearing shorts.
Celebrate it.
Most liquid eggs drunk in 1 minute, 6.97 liters by Patrick Bertoletti of the United States of America.
Of course. Gravy's Googling this.
Gravy is Gravy won, but he's also never been more sickened.
It's so much protein.
That's what you're worried about? He's like, oh, his macros are super screwed up for the day.
Man, his poops are going to be so hard.
Hard. During the pandemic, that guy bought so much wood, and now he's just buying eggs like crazy to show off how much money he has. Like, look how rich I am. I don't know what that is, so we won't talk about that. Oh, this is fun. I'm going to read what they call it. I think we'll all know differently, but tallest Mohican/Mohawk spike. Singular spike. Obviously by an American, tallest Mohican Mohawk spike.
24-year-old Gray.
Inches?
Yeah.
I'll take centimeters or inches, actually, inches. And not pumpkins.
Son of a bitch.
But we do know that a pumpkin is between 28 and 32 on average.
This is true.
Guess not in pumpkins, please, and then you can convert to pumpkins after, okay? Yeah.
Two average-sized pumpkin circumferences.
So that's
minus 11 for season 56.
That's 60, yeah. That's between 56 and 64 inches.
Yeah. Look how quick we've got that down already.
Okay. I retract my deduction that I gave you, Siege. Between 56 and 64, right. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Could you please narrow it down?
Well, now?
56, 64, what do you want?
Okay, I'll go 58.
58 like centimeters. Okay. Brandon?
Wait, inches. 58
yeah,
inches.
Sorry, inches, yeah.
30, no.
Are you measuring your dog?
28 inches.
28 inches, okay.
So you're doing one pumpkin?
I'm doing the circumference of one pumpkin. On the low
average,
end. Average.
Wow.
The average circumference of one normal size pumpkin.
No, the circumference of one average size pumpkin, right?
The average circumference of one average pumpkin.
Okay, thank you. Gravy. You want to talk about episodes of a podcast that are driving me crazy? It's this one.
Okay, get on.
I'll say 42 inches.
Oh, come on,
You said 28. Gravy said 42. Siege said some 58. Is that what it was?
58.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tallest Mohican Mohawk spike at 129.4 centimeters, or 4 feet 2 inches, or 50 inches, by Joseph Grissamore of the United States.
Yes. Look at you, Brandon.
Wait, I didn't win that.
Wait, you didn't win that.
No. Sean Gravy Irvin won that. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it. Stop it. Like, I'm so sick of you guys. It's, like, ridiculous.
You love this show.
Wait, so Gravy just won. Gravy just won Guinness time.
Come on.
Well, no, because we could do one more, and Siege could still potentially tie him.
Tie it up, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is fun. This is something that we do a lot of. Most playing cards thrown into watermelons in 1 minute.
Ooh.
Due to standing, let's call it 6 feet away. And he's really launching these things.
Yeah.
It's like he's probably got it between two fingers like this, and he's throwing it like a baseball throw, like at the wham, 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 like that.
So he's getting them stuck in a watermelon?
Yeah,
or
most
tossing
cards
them
thrown
gently into a hollowed out watermelon.
No, he's throwing it, and they're getting stuck in there like Chris Angel or like Gambit. Stick.
Or like that guy from Xiaohongshu.
Oh.
Or that guy.
The finger blaster.
Strongest fingers.
That's Brandon, okay? His wife would like a word.
Okay.
So I'm going first. Most in a minute. Doctor Finger Blaster.
Let's make Gravy guess first, since he's
54.
Since he sucks,
54 says Gravy. Siege.
80.
80 says Siege. Brandon. Playing cards thrown into a watermelon.
I'm gonna assume they didn't all get. He didn't get them all. I'm assuming 40.
Well, congratulations. No one scores a point in this round, as the most playing cards thrown into watermelons in 1 minute, 31 by Aditya Kodmer of India. Giving us
that guy sucks.
A champion for however many weeks now. Sean, Gravy Gervin with 2 points. Siege with one.
Week.
Brandon up with a big
last
goose
week.
Egg.
I won 2 weeks before.
I know. Okay. Gravy wins a lot. So congratulations.
I use my brain. I use my brain.
Gravy Gervin. Yeah, no, we...
Brain named Google.
Yeah. The one guy with access Hit to Google button. During the show.
Oh, wait, what button?
Greg hates us.
I'm so sick of you guys right now. To be clear, I'm not sick of you guys right now. This is very funny, but it's fun also to be the heel or whatever. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that seems like it was both hilarious and frustrating for everyone to listen to. Yes. So.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I was at a dinner with some friends, and it come up that I am on a podcast, and typically never tell people this. And they were like, "Oh, okay, cool. What's it called? We're gonna go look it up and listen to it." And I was like, "Please,
jokes on them.
Please don't." And then I was like, "They'll probably forget because they were like looking it up." And our SEO is awful. Like they absolutely could not find our podcast when looking it up. Yeah, because there's a lot of like nerd talks and stuff. And I was like, "Oh, look up Gregor's nerd talk," and that like only helped a little bit.
I'm the oldest.
And so here's the thing. I was like, these guys are going to forget. Everybody that always finds out that I do a podcast, they're like, oh, cool, white guy in your 30s who's obligated to do a podcast. Well, I was like, okay, they'll forget. Then I get a notification on Instagram that one of these guys commented on one of our Instagram posts.
I saw it today.
I was like, oh, crap. And the whole time that these guys are like at the table at our dinner Googling or, you know, like trying to look up our podcast, Cage is sitting next to me going, please don't hold this against us. Please don't think any less of him. Please don't. And it's not like she's like, oh, haha, Brandon's so silly. It was like a legitimately like fearful, please don't think anything less of us after you listen to this show.
Does she listen?
Please stay friends.
No, but she just understands. Like the two times, like I think we were driving to Seattle once, which by the way, every time I drive to Seattle, I think of Greg because we drive through just before Moses Lake. On the way from Spokane to Seattle, there's a sumo sushi.
Yeah.
And so I think of Greg because he occupies the sumo quadrant of my brain. And so, anyway, so I think that like the couple of times that she's listened to our podcast, she's been like, oh no. I hope nobody hears this.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
she talks to me. How does she not understand?
Yeah. No, she does. She just doesn't.
So I got to be clear, back when it was just Brandon and I think that our podcast would be safe for people to listen to because we just talked about nerdy stuff. Mm-hmm. Rarely any wiener talk. Never much fart talk. Nothing like that. It was
garbage.
Just like, yeah, it was. Now it's just whatever. Seven more lines of code. Yeah, okay, it's just lots pushing of buttons that. At this point.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's time to land this plane. Bring it all together here at the end. It's time for What Do We Learn This Week? After all, this is a very heady show. Joining us on the microphone, Sean Gravy Gervin, this week's champion.
Oh, thank you. Get to be called a champion, finally, in something in my life. Greg, you just want to embrace your farts and subject everyone else to your Guinness gas.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah. Siege uses superior sexy stoner c**ks to accurately stoic Greg Stones.
Bet I
like, Susie Shells, she sells, whatever.
That was a hard one to say.
There's
with two
so much alliteration.
That's going to be the one that we're...
Can you send that to me so I can include that in the description, please?
That's going
to
be the nursery rhyme that they're teaching ancient Floridians.
It's going to be Siege's new warm-up for doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Please, please, please.
What was the one that you said today? That was the new one that caught me so off guard.
You missed the intro earlier. This I said... he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He insists he needs an emotional support vest for his penis. The Mandarin Floridian.
Well, it's a thunder coat.
I called it the corn dog, but yeah, I get you.
The thunder coat.
He's scared.
Speaking of penises, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We definitely learned that Brandon's mom had to have been a plane given how many loads his dad shot into it.
Oh, my God.
Different dad. Different dad.
Different dad. Doesn't matter.
It's father brother, okay?
Father brother.
What's up?
Not Methazard.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!